And you're listening to the World News Update on KLW 91.7 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Jean Marie with this local news update. California officials have arrested 11 suspects they say ran a multi-state recycling fraud operation, smuggling empty cans and bottles into California for their 5 and 10 cent deposits. The suspects allegedly brought cans and bottles from Arizona and Nevada, where they don't pay fees, into Los Angeles area recycling centers to illegally redeem deposits. Officials say the illegal cans and bottles cost the California Recycling Fund more than $2 million. 11 people face charges of felony recycling fraud, conspiracy, and grand theft. You've probably been flooded with information on social media about a new coronavirus that's emerged from the central Chinese city of Wuhan. To cut through all the noise, KALW's Sarah Lai Sterland has a local update.
As of this afternoon, there have been no confirmed cases of anyone in the Bay Area catching the virus, according to public health officials. So far, just 2 people in California have been diagnosed, the San Francisco Chronicle reports. That's out of a total of 5 people in the entire United States. But in China, the fast-moving outbreak has left more than 100 people dead and more than 4,500 people sick. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it is investigating potential cases in 26 states in the United States. Health officials in San Francisco opened an emergency operations center on Monday to respond to any cases, but mostly officials are focusing on people who returned from China within the past 14 days. Dr. Sarah Cody, Santa Clara County's health officer, said the county is concerned about travelers and not the Chinese population. So if you have returned from China and are exhibiting any symptoms, call your health provider. Don't go straight to see them, she advised. Symptoms include running a fever, having a cough, and having shortness of breath. For KALW News, I'm Sarah Lai Sterland.
Thanks, Sarah, for that update.